We go to the Rebel Wireless Hotline now to be joined by Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network. So, Doug, with minicamp coming up this weekend, get our first chance to see what some of these rookies are all about. When you approach something like this, what's your thought process? What are some of the things that you'll kind of focus in on?
I think you just like to see the athletic ability of the players that they've drafted and the players that they've signed in free agency. And, you know, they only have the five draft picks, but, you know, you really strengthen your team if you can hit on one or two free agents. And, you know, last year they were able to do that with Craig Robertson. And, you know, those are the kind of guys that, you know, really kind of, you know, give a little extra energy to a draft.
And it's interesting because four of these undrafted free agents are offensive linemen and some interesting guys among them. You know, Aaron Adams goes at 6'5", 305 out of Eastern Kentucky. Just kind of an interesting group of guys. Chris Falk, who comes in 6'6", 330 from LSU. So you get some guys with size, and Kalen Hopman, he's a smaller guy, 6'3", 300, Florida International. I mean, you know these are guys who fell through the cracks, but Doug, as offensive linemen, I mean, they're people too that you could look at and possibly find for adding your depth.
Yeah, and I think, you know, some of them are projects. You know, obviously Falk is a talented kid that unfortunately had a knee operation and it really, you know, dropped him out of the draft. But, you know, if you can get him up and running within a year or so, you know, and he might, you know, have to spend a year on the IR. But if that's the case, you know, and he turns out to be, you know, what they thought he might have been, which was a high draft pick, then you got yourself a big plus. And then you throw in the, you know, the kid Gilkey that they got. He's another big guy that they got in the draft. And you also have Slaughter, the defensive safety from Notre Dame. You know, here's a kid that's coming off an Achilles. And, yeah, you might have to wait a year to really see what you got. But, you know, if you're getting value well beyond where they were drafted, then, you know, you've added some good players to your football team.
You mentioned Gilkey, Garrett Gilkey from Chadron State, Nebraska. This is a guy, 6'6", 318. I'm hearing a lot of buzz just from around the league from people who say keep an eye on this. If you want to identify an early sleeper for the Browns and maybe for the draft as a whole, the 227th overall pick, the big guy, is someone to keep an eye on. Is that some of the feeling you're getting for him too?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, he's obviously didn't play, you know, at a Division I school that, you know, would get all the attention. But, you know, I look at his roots. He's from Illinois, so I'm pulling for him. He didn't go to the university, but he grew up in Sandwich, Illinois, and that's not too far from where, you know, I grew up and Shea grew up. And you know, you learn some work ethic when you grow up in those type of farming communities.
I was just going to ask you what Sandwich, Illinois was all about. And obviously to get 6'6", 318, you know, maybe the kid consumed a sandwich or two.
Well, yeah, I tell you what, he's probably had sandwiches bigger than Sandwich, Illinois, because it's not a real big town.
And, again, no contact. We know the type of drills that are conducted during these mini camps, and they're padless, and it's very structured and very limited in what coaches and players are able to do out there. But you, I know you've said this before, and I think it's important to kind of get there again with the linemen. You want to eyeball them. You want to look at what, how they're put together, how they move, basically, Doug, right? You can get some takeaways from
that. I think, yeah, the way their body is, you know, formed and what they can do with their body once they, you know, get in a weight room at a pro level and how they can change that. But I think, you know, the biggest part is their feet. You know, if a guy has good feet, you know, he's got a good chance to have success, because, you know, you're not going to, you know, bury every guy you block, but if you can get in his way and, you know, really get your body on him, then you've got a chance. Because you go back to what Blanton Collier used to say when he had Jim Brown. He says, you know, you don't have to knock the guy on his back. You just got to occupy him, because nobody's going to, you know, tackle Jim Brown with one arm. And I think, that, you know, same could be said of Trent Richardson.
After O-linemen, the other group of undrafted free agents in terms of total numbers, you got actually the most, I should say, would be five at wide receiver. Now, this number is going to change. I know they're going to have a couple of quarterbacks out there throwing routes on a tryout basis. But from this group, five wide receivers, and I think this will also be interesting, because we know if we assume that the Browns have pretty well set themselves with, say, their top three positions – and look at Josh Gordon, Greg Little, Devon Bess, and then we'll see where David Nelson and others fit into the mix. But look at that group, and then see who else can emerge. And I think there's some interesting talent here. Keenan Davis from Iowa is one name that really jumps out. Since the Browns signed him, I've been hearing some from some people, again, around the league who say, just don't sleep on this guy. He's pretty interesting among the five guys there. And decent size, 6'2", 220. And if you look at the profile of most of these receivers who are coming in, really good size. This Cordell Robertson,
yeah,
from 6'4", 205 from Stephen F. Austin. I mean, it just gives you a sense, right, Doug, of where what the fits are in the Rob Chudzinski North Turner offense.
Well, yeah, and if you look at the Davis kid, he played for Kirk Ferentz at Iowa, so he's probably had an exposure to what the pro game might be like a little bit more than some of the other guys, because Kirk does a great job over there, and he takes guys, and he probably doesn't get the most talented teams, but he always puts a very competitive team on the field.
Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, former Browns offensive lineman, joins us here via the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And, Doug, the other thing I think that we'll scout and watch as much as players is the coaches, how they interact with these guys on the field. We had a look during the voluntary mini camp indoors, and it's confined and pretty limited. I think when we get these guys outside, and hopefully the weather will cooperate for the most part through this weekend, to really see how this coaching works over the expand. I mean, it's still just the rookies, but I think we'll get a feel for how these guys conduct themselves out there as coaches.
Well, yeah, and I think that's one of the things that's been a big plus in the off season is the addition of Norv Turner and Ray Horton. I mean, you've got two good coordinators that, Chud has a lot of faith in. And, I think they're both aggressive guys. And, it really gives Chud a chance not just to concentrate on the offense with, his expertise probably being in that side. He's been spending, I think, in minicamp more time with the defensive side because Norv Turner knows offense.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's the other thing, too, is from a defensive perspective, is watching how these guys are aligned and certain things that they'll be doing that'll be exclusive to this 3-4 scheme that Ray Horton has. How we're going to watch how Barkevious Mingo, how Brian Baker, the outside linebacker coach, works with the Browns' first-round pick in terms of him dropping into coverage and his movement. And I know the Browns are very excited to see how he does things athletically. Just what you said, you want to see the athleticism and speed, but I think you also want to see how conversant they are with their responsibilities.
Well, yeah, and, if you can grasp the defense or the offense, quickly, then all of a sudden you can play faster. And I think, that's one of the things, just listening to Mingo at his press conference, he sounds like a very, sharp young man. Yeah, he's going to need to probably put on some pounds. But the fact that, in practice he's going to get a chance to go to against Joe Thomas probably every day, he's going to get better in a hurry.
I think he will. You're right. And I'm impressed with what I hear from, especially from Coach Baker, but from others who just talk about how sharp this guy is. I heard this from scouts, too, prior to the draft, how impressive he was during pre-draft the interview process. And you knew this team liked Deion Jordan quite a bit, but they also liked Mingo, probably for the same reasons, both really good athletes. But I think when you get down to it, too, how well can they learn? How coachable are they?
Yeah, and I mean, the thing is, I'm sure Mingo's going to find out that he's probably going to need a little more strength to go with his speed. And, if you've got that kind of speed, it really puts – you can put a tackle on a really awkward position because – he's got to get back as fast as he can, and then when you can add a power rush to go with the speed, then all of a sudden you got him on his heels, and that's where you can really drive him back. And I think he'll find that, at this level, there's some pretty athletic offensive tackles, so you've got to have something to counter with.
Kind of a little bit of an under-the-radar move, but a move that was made yesterday when the Browns signed Rashad Butler, an offensive lineman, to a one-year deal. He had been previously an unrestricted free agent from the Texans, was drafted by the Panthers in the third round, 89th overall in 2006, and had 41 career games, has had four starts. So you look at a guy like that, and then you look at the Browns' general offensive line picture, and it's interesting. I mean, the four starts this guy made, they were in 2010, and he was at left tackle. And again, you look at his dimensions, and you see a player 6'4", 310, who could probably be as much an inside guy, if not as an outside guy. And you wonder about how much this is reflective of how the Browns want to create some competition within that line, Doug.
Well, not only competition, you know, you've added size to your offensive line. And, yeah, I mean, if you can, you know, kick him or Gilkey down inside, you know, and I think, you know, for a young offensive lineman, it's a lot easier to learn the pro game inside where you have people on both sides of you as exposed to the tackles where a lot of times you end up on an island. And I think, you know, to get your exposure to the pro game inside, you know, can really escalate, you know, your ability to play it later on.
And I know Tuesday night, Doug, you were out in Westlake for a great event, the Northeastern Ohio National Football Foundation Scholar Athlete Awards Banquet. And a particularly important moment for you was Jim Donovan receiving Lifetime Achievement Award and recognized for, again, the greatness that he does as a play-by-play man. I just want you, we talked with Jimmy on the show yesterday, reflecting on his career as a broadcaster, and a big part of this is the longtime partnership that you guys have had in the booth. Just talk a little bit about Jimmy.
Well, I think, you know, the award is named after Dino Lucarelli, and there's never been a better ambassador from the media side, I think, of Cleveland sports than Dino Lucarelli, just one of the all-time great guys. And when, you know, somebody gets an award with his name on, you've got to be a special person. And obviously Jimmy is one of those special people, and he's a special talent. I mean, you know, Cleveland, we've not had a lot of winning football teams in the last few years, but if you look at our main broadcasters, Joe Tate, Tom Hamilton, and Jimmy Donovan, you've had three that can would be the top in any market. And, you know, not only that, when you go to Jimmy and what he went through for, you know, 12 years, knowing he had leukemia, and then a couple years ago getting a bone marrow transplant, you know, as an athlete, you know, you admire a guy that can, you know, suit it up and play every game, and he can play hurt. Well, you know, it's just not the guys on the field that do it, and Jimmy was a classic example because never complained about what he had, and, you know, he wanted to be there every Sunday, and he did whatever he could to do it, and it leaves a lasting impression because you know he's suffering, and you know when you do a game with the energy that he puts into it, it just drains you. But, you know, he never complained. He just, the only thing he complained about was we didn't get a win. And I think, you know, that speaks highly of Jim. And, you know, just to say that he's an immense talent, I don't think is even doing him fair.
I'll tell you what, I think what really grasped it for me or summed it up for me about Jim Donovan, one of my neighbors, this woman saw me this morning, and she says, you know what, you're lucky to work with a guy like Jim Donovan. And I looked at her, I said, you know what, you're absolutely right.
You've got to understand that, you know, he's a perfectionist. And that's the thing that I often, you know, think about is, you know, if somebody was blind and really couldn't watch a football game, they could see it if they were listening to Jimmy.
Yep. Well, Doug, tremendous. And again, you make up a big part of that radio team on the Browns Radio Network. We appreciate you taking the time to join us, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Well, when there's one last free agent we got to give a plug in for.
Yeah.
That's Justin Staples, because he went to Illinois, so we know he's got to be tough.
That's
and
right.
He also went to St. Ed's, and he played with my son, so that's my free agent that I'm rooting for.
Defensive end, 6'4", 245 from Lakewood. Okay.
Okay.
Got it. He is Doug Deacon. He joins us on the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we have got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.